This past Sunday, crowds of people, including some folks from KALW and my husband, packed the Embarcadero to take part in Bay to Breakers, the 7-mile foot race across San Francisco. But a lesser known trek took place in the city just the day before, the Long Walk. It's a 23-mile journey around San Francisco's waterfront, organized by KALW contributor Molly Samuel. She's also the beloved sister of Cross Current sound engineer Seth Samuel. The first Long Walk happened in 2012. Molly Samuel and 12 friends took 11 hours to stroll the San Francisco waterfront. They ended the day with a new perspective on their city. In this story from our archives, Samuel shares what she's learned from exploring San Francisco on foot.
It's the Long Walk. And I did kind of think of it as like capital L, capital W, Long Walk. And I think of the incredible number of willing participants that I somehow recruited were the Long Walkers. Also capital L, capital W. We started a little bit south of here at Candlestick, and we walked around to Fort Funston. And I think that the total in the end was 12 people walked start to finish 23 miles around the city of San Francisco, which is really long, but struck me as not an impossible length. It took us 11 hours. I mean, the nice thing about doing a kind of urban hike is that we got to get snacks at the ferry building, and we had lunch at the Warming Hut in Crissy Field. You know, it's not like we were living off of those disgusting gels and Cliff Bars in the water we could carry. You know, we did fine. We walked inland around the Dog Patch area and got some really fancy espresso. and we could always use bathrooms. I've lived here long enough that I could probably be blindfolded and get on a bus and get off somewhere and find some hills and Sutro Tower and figure out where I am. And so it was kind of cool to be able to walk around just and sort of see the perspective changing as we went. I mean, you know, we saw the Bay Bridge for a long time, and then we were under it, and then we walked past it and didn't see it again. And same for the Golden Gate Bridge, that we walked, you know, over it, not under it. But so, you know, you see these landmarks come into view. It's kind of like probably when you're driving in the plains and you see a city for a long time and then you get to it. It's like a similar experience, only it's a smaller scale because you're on foot. Oh, so one place that we walked through that I'd never really fully walked across was Fisherman's Wharf, which as a resident of San Francisco, it's just not a place that I ever visit unless I'm with other people who are visiting and they want to visit. I'd never taken the time to just walk Fisherman's Wharf from end to end. That was actually, for me, a really fun part of the walk because I'd never fully seen Fisherman's Wharf. But there's this guy that hides behind a branch.
They're coming!
I think he's called, like, the Bushman or something. He has, like, a name. I don't remember what it is. He's like a Fisherman's Wharf folk hero. But he hides behind a branch and then jumps out and scares tourists. It's like a branch that he's broken off of a tree and he holds it up and jumps out and scares people.
Here you are!
And then other people kind of collect and watch him do this and laugh. And then they give him money. It's like a, you know, performance art asking people for change installation. Let's go with that. So it was really fun to just be on this incredibly long walk. And this is just, you know, we're this group of people just kind of trudging through Fisherman's Wharf. And that guy totally scared one of the people on the walk. But I think for me it felt like less of a kind of statement of knowing San Francisco in the end and more a statement of distance. I mean, walking for 11 hours is probably about as far as someone would want to walk. And so then it ended up feeling like sort of a kind of universal human distance that probably this is as far as humans through the ages and through the millennia would want to walk. I'm not sure why I like walking so much. I like to look at things, and walking is a good speed to do that. I like birds, and I like plants, and I like trees, and I like seeing the bookshelves in people's living rooms when I glance in through the front windows when the curtains are open. And walking is the speed to see that stuff. I feel like I can think when I'm walking. When I'm biking, I'm mostly focused on not being run over. And when I'm driving, I'm just, you know, focused on having road rage. But when I'm walking, I can just focus on whatever I'm thinking about. So it's like the speed that I think at, maybe. And so then it makes sense that it's the speed that I travel at. It's not the kind of flow where you're so engaged in what you're doing that you don't notice anything else. It's like flow in that you're so involved in everything else that you don't notice what you're doing. Like, you can just walk and absorb the world.